B-Pod Studios.
Brandon, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, man. So,
oh my God,
great girl Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus,
and you sound
she's
depressed.
Not getting back to me.
What happened? How many times you guys hung out?
Like 2-3 times, but it was for a long time. You know, it wasn't like a 20-minute thing.
Yeah, and how did you meet?
If I'm being honest, we met in like a weird way. Like, don't judge me, all right? Like,
mm-hmm.
it is what it is. Like, me and my girlfriend, we were going through some rough times, and so was this girl Kelly with her boyfriend.
Right.
So we actually met because we were both cheating on our partners.
Oh, my God.
Okay, then.
This is beautiful.
Look, I know it's messed up, but, like, we weren't in a good place with our relationships. And, like, you know, Kelly told me that the guy she's with was, like, super overweight and perpetually unemployed and just, like, a dickhead to her.
Right.
So, like, you know, I don't blame her.
Okay, well, let me just real quick. Pebbles, mm-hmm. Has there been a Hallmark movie where two people who were in relationships got together because both of their current people were pieces of crap?
No. Usually you have to wait 2 hours for someone even kisses. So, yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
I don't think this falls under that.
Well, recommend it. It sounds like a love story to me. All right, well, hey, we're going to try and call her for you next.
All right, thank you.
Hey, no problem.
Sounds
we cannot
so
discriminate from pieces of crap when it comes to the second date update. Oh, man. Okay, well, look on the bright side. You know, Brandon, yes, bad person, but he was honest about that, which is step one. You might not like it, but at least he's being honest. People appreciate honesty, and I like the fact that he manned up. But that being said, the worst thing that he did in this whole situation was actually man up and be honest. And you'll see what I'm talking about once we call Kelly right here, right now. Let this be a lesson. If you're cheating with someone who's cheating, call.
Hey, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. This is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Wait, where are you calling from?
We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. I can explain to you why we're calling. It's not a bad thing.
A radio station?
Yeah.
What? Why are you calling me?
Because we got your phone number from a gentleman who would love to take you out on a date. And you know who this guy is. I'm going to tell you his name. But first, let me explain to you why we're calling you. We basically are offering you a date wherever you'd like to go and whenever you're free. So all you got to do is tell us if you agree to this. You tell us where you'd like to have, you know, a date and when you're free, you know, what night or afternoon, whatever. And we'll reserve everything. We'll book it and we will pay for everything. All you got to do is show up and see if you and this guy can hit it off.
I think you're going to have to tell me more because this just, I don't understand.
Okay, so the guy, how about I just tell you his name?
Who is it?
So it's his name is Brandon, and he said that you guys were hanging out and that all of a sudden he hasn't been able to get in contact with you.
Oh, yeah. I went out a couple of times with Brandon, and it's just not going to work out.
It's not going to work out. Now, can you tell us why? Because he seems pretty confused. He thinks that you guys hit it off pretty well. And he said that you guys met and he told us how you met. I'll put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not judging you. We're not judging you. Hey, you know what? Sometimes people are in pieces of crap relationship and you know, they meet somebody else who's in the same situation and that's how they bond.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what happened. And we were just going through a rough place, my boyfriend and I, and
Your boyfriend current or
he's still my boyfriend. We went through a rough patch, but we worked it out. We got back together, and you know
what the f- are you f- kidding me? You that bad with that piece of shit? You can't be.
Oh my god, what is
Kelly
happening?
Brandon, he was listening and he's on the phone right now, and you weren't supposed to talk yet, Brandon.
What the f- man? We had an agreement.
So wait. I just need to know what was the agreement.
I, I broke up with my girlfriend and moved my shit out. What do you mean you're back with him?
Well, you know, it worked out. And I did break up with him.
It didn't work out. I don't have any place to stay.
What?
Wait, so Brandon, you broke up with your girl?
Yeah, the whole plan was for Kelly to leave her guy. Like, he told me he's 400 pounds, not doing anything. We were supposed to move in.
I forgot about that.
You forgot? How do you forget that?
Wow.
Well, because, you know, we only hung out a couple times. I'm not ready to move in with anybody.
You told me he hasn't worked in 2 years.
Well, that's not your business, Brandon. You're not here to fix him. You are here to fix you.
You said you were ready to move, get him out of there. You said you're going to have to hire a crane to get his fat ass out of the apartment. I can't believe you're doing this to me.
Brandon, do you really think you should be talking about her boyfriend like that?
I'm sorry, Brandon, but you know what? It's not easy to find a job these days, and I'm not here to judge my boyfriend. He's a good person, and we worked it out. We got back together. I mean, what can I say?
I need a place to live. Holy shit. I have to call my goddamn mom. This is... Fuck me.
So,
fuck me.
Brandon, you know what? It's not all bad. We haven't asked her yet. Kelly, would you be down to go out with Brandon again for another date?
No.
Okay, Brandon, I have bad news for you. She said no.
Can I get that money for my down payment for my next apartment?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.